Connect now with the Forces Station.
BFBS.
Ugly Kid Joe, hello.
Hi. I've gone on my own kind of quest for the last 2 years and some change, and I feel really good as me. So I'm singing like that.
And so how does it feel to sing Cats in the Cradle? Because when you were just singing it before, like every single person here at Download was singing along. Do you still get the same buzz and feel from it?
That was the biggest buzz I've ever had from it. I mean, Sandy Chapin, who funny enough wrote that those lyrics, Sandy Chapin is Harry Chapin's wife. She came to Jones Beach years ago in 93. And I had no idea. And she wrote those lyrics. And her husband was always away singing, Harry Chapin, who did a lot of great work in the world. You know, a lot of, you know, philanthropic endeavors. And so that was really neat when she came to the show and you know, welled up. And there, you know, there we were singing her song, really. Her husband's song and her song. And so that was amazing. But this was unbelievable, you know. We're part of people's, we're like a smell. Or, you know, smell and sounds.
A
or
scent, maybe.
You know what I mean? A scent. Yeah. Well, yeah, or whatever. But those are two things that are very similar, like sounds. Like when I listen to AC/DC, you know, or Black Sabbath or Priest or Van Halen or whatever, I mean, I'm 12, 13, I'm excited. It sounds just the same, always good. So, funny enough, you know, I'm so in love with the music from then, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of rock music, heavy metal, whatever. People had a similar experience with our band, and to see that manifest, as in, like, watch that crowd go off today. I mean, I can't really explain it. It was amazing, and that made me smile.
That's so lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned some bands there, AC/DC, Black Sabbath, so I've got to ask you a question. What is your most, well, your favorite rock track of all time? I know it's a really difficult question to answer.
Of metal?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say for metal to tie between Judas Priest, Victim of Changes, and Black Sabbath, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. Like, if you know how they put the Rolling Stones into outer space? Remember that? They sent like NASA sent out. Remember that? It really happened. They picked a couple songs. I think they put Can't Get No Satisfaction out to outer space. Well, if we were representing, if the aliens didn't know, what is this? And we had to just one shot to like represent. And maybe Master of Puppets.
Hold on, was that three?
Well, I could go on and on.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's metal. Like AC/DC is its own thing. Bon Scott is his own guy.
Wow.
You know? Sabbath is its own thing. But then again, they got to go into outer space.
Would you try and cover any of those songs you just mentioned yourself?
Victim of Changes would be a stretch. It's a really acrobatic song vocally, so no. Though, I'm friends with them. you know, like Rob Halford sang on America's Least Wanted, Goddamn Devil. The song we played today, Goddamn Devil, Rob Halford sang on that. I would go sing pieces of it, but he's the best singer ever. You know, we can only be a vague shadow of the greats, which we try to do every day.
BFBS.